And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Matt Zurcher, for the town of Prescott Valley.
Hey, and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley Day, here on KQ&A. This is Matt Zurcher filling in for the vacationing Marnie Yule, and I'm coming to you live, and it's kind of a unique situation today. I'm coming to you live via my home, from my home via the KQ&A studios in Prescott. Due to the inclement weather that we've had the last today and yesterday, we're choosing to play it safe and that way to keep people off the roads, and that's why I'm here able to actually do Talk of the Town from my home via the KQ&A studios. So, just a little bit about me. I am the chairman of the Central Arizona Fire Medical Authority Board of Directors. I am also the chairman of the Central Yavapai Fire District Board of Directors, and I am the chair of the Planning and Zoning Commission for the town of Prescott Valley. Now, those are the things I do in the community. I definitely have other, things I do. I am a licensed realtor with Coyman Realty. I also work for Sparklight here in the area as well as a construction coordinator. So I definitely, do quite a bit, but one of the things I love doing and helping out is guest hosting Talk of the Town. And so here on the show, we have a great show, and all our guests are going to be calling in. So let me just kind of go over what we have in store from you, on the first half of our show, which is community focused, and then the second part of our show, which is member spotlight, which we have chamber members come and just talk about their, calling in, talking about their businesses. So first up on our show will be Vice Mayor Lori Hunt. Now, she just got named Vice Mayor just a couple weeks ago, but she is actually going to be on the show talking about the Humboldt Education Foundation. She is a board member for that organization, and she's going to be talking about what they are, what they do for the community and for the schools. Following her will be Sheila Anderson. She is with the Finley Toyota Center. And, as you know, they are going to be hosting a vaccination clinic for COVID shots and also doing COVID testing. But there's other things that are going to be going on there, so she's here to talk about that. And then on the member spotlight section of our show, we have Nicole Passmore. She is with Toy Safe RV and Super Storage. That's a new facility that just opened not too long ago here in Prescott Valley. They're located off of Academy Drive, and probably the closest cross street is Enterprise Parkway. But she's going to be talking about what they do and definitely providing information if you guys are, if anyone would be interested in doing any, storage and so forth there. Lastly, we have Kara Peterson. She is with an organization called Kind Defined. I was doing some research on this organization, and definitely I don't want to spoil it. I'll let her talk about it, but it's going to be a really neat thing for everyone to listen to. So with that, that's going to be our show today. Before we go to a commercial break, I definitely want to do a public service announcement since I am the chairman of the Central Yavapai Fire District Board. We have a vacancy on our board, and we are currently seeking community-minded individuals to fill this vacancy. This vacancy will be for a term that expires November 30th, 2024. It's a voluntary position. If you're interested in serving on the fire board, please go on to the website cazfire.org and fill out an application. Applications need to be received at the administrative offices on 8603 East Ridge Drive in Prescott Valley. by 5 p.m. on February 2nd, and then on February 9th, we'll have a special board meeting to interview all the applicants and then actually select someone to then serve on the board. But if you have any questions or have any other information, please give 928-772-7711 a call. That's the Central Arizona Fire Medical Authority Administrative Offices, and they can definitely answer any questions you may have. So with that, we'll take a quick break, but we will be back here on KQ&A. And with that, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Matt Searcher, for the town of Prescott Valley.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. This is Matt Searcher, and we are going to be welcoming our first guest on the show. Are they ready?
Yes, Lori Hunt.
Hey, Lori, welcome to the show.
How are you, Matt?
I'm doing well, thank you. So you just got named vice mayor a couple weeks ago. That was exciting.
I did. It was exciting. Thank you, and thank you for your support. But today I'm going to talk about Humboldt Education Foundation programs.
And how long have you been associated with the Humboldt Education Foundation?
I have been with HEF for over 2 years. I joined as soon as we moved here, because I wrote them a check at tax time, and I'm like, I wonder what they do, and was really interested. It was even before my husband Dean started working for the school district, so, yep.
And so definitely tell everybody and the listening audience what HEF does, and HEF is what we call Humboldt Education Foundation for short, so take it away.
That's correct, and I want to give a shout-out to Desi Zurcher, your lovely wife, because she's on the board as well. But our mission for the Humboldt Education Foundation provides community support for excellence in education and contributes to the educational experiences that impact the lives of Humboldt Unified School District students. So HEF's been around for many years. Most recently, our board took it over to honor teachers at our biggest fundraiser, which is Teacher of the Year event. We usually hold it in March. This year, in 2020, we weren't able to hold it because of COVID, and we ultimately did it virtually. And we were so blessed that all of the sponsors that had signed up in early 2020 had said, go ahead, keep my money. We know the schools need it more now than ever. And so it was really exciting for us, and we were very grateful.
So in terms of, you know, of course they do Teacher of the Year, what are some of the other programs that HEF actually ends up putting on?
So in addition to Teacher of the Year, we do the Hungry Kids Project. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that project as well, because it's so important. It's actually how HEF gets started, because nurses were noticing that kids were coming to school hungry on Mondays and they weren't able to learn. And so Carm Staker, one of our founders, formed Humboldt Education Foundation and the Hungry Kids Project to start collecting food and giving it away in backpacks. And Matt, you know, with the onset of COVID-19, we were originally giving away 150 to 180 backpacks every weekend with weekend meals for the kiddos. And beginning with COVID, it inched up from 180 bags to 350 bags to now we're over 400 bags. That we give away every weekend to kids. They take them home Friday with them, and that's 120% increase in 1 year. So we're doing a full court press. We've done many press releases. I'd like to thank the Courier for printing all our press releases to let people know about the Hungry Kids Project. And even with COVID, our churches, our individuals, and our businesses have been so generous. are giving is up 13%, but because of the 120% increase in bags, our expenses are up 136%. So we're looking for more donations. We're actually looking for a corporate sponsor that can help get us through this year, help get us through COVID, so we can keep buying groceries and sending them home every weekend.
And Lori, I think you mentioned something that it's very important for people to understand. The Humboldt Education Foundation is not funded by taxpayer money. It is funded by private donations.
That's correct. And we're the foundation for the school district, but we're not under the school district. I'm glad you pointed that out, Matt. Thank you.
And so I think that is why it's so critical, for those of, you listening out there, it's so critical that if donate to this cause, because it does allow for the Humboldt Education Foundation to do what they're doing, especially, to benefit. And again, everything is to benefit the school district, but to benefit really the kids in the district. And that's one of the reasons why, I mean, of course, yes, my wife serves on the board, but definitely we're huge supporters of HEF and the district. Our daughter goes to Liberty Traditional School, so we definitely, know firsthand, why and how important, things are, to at least everything to, in the school district.
Right.
Trying to get that out.
Matt, as a businessman, but also as a dad, that every February we have a huge food drive in all of the schools at Humboldt Unified, and it's a kind of a competition for the schools. I think Liberty usually wins the award for collecting the most food, but annually we collect 33,000 items of food, which gives us enough food to send home in backpacks for about 2.5 months. So again, we're always looking for donations. Your listeners can donate directly by going to the HumboldtEducationFoundation.org, and there's a big red button in the middle that says donate. You can have your money go to the Hungry Kids Project, or as we said before, you can have your money go towards classroom grants. And we just did a huge giveaway of over $5,000 in grants, which benefited over 1,000 kiddos in the school district. It was our second round of grants, and we're able to do this because of the generous donations of businesses and nonprofits to our Teacher of the Year event.
And we're definitely, you mentioned the Teacher of the Year event, definitely hoping that we can, proceed with a lot of these events this year, unlike last year. And it's just, it, of course, broke my heart last year that we couldn't really do much because of COVID. And hopefully this year we can change that and really get, get out there and do these events. Because really, it does everything that HEF does benefits the school district. And, for those, that don't really know much about the school district, there are 10 schools in the district, almost 5,700 students, 325 teachers, 750 total employees. If I'm not mistaken, Lori, you can correct me on this. It is one of the largest employers, if not the largest employer in the town of Prescott Valley.
It is. So you asked me about other programs that we do. We do the Carm Staker Scholarship Award every May for graduating seniors. This year we're hoping to do two. And I'd like to say that our next Teacher of the Year banquet is scheduled for May 4th, 2021, and we are looking for sponsors. It's a real tearjerker because the kiddos nominate their teachers and they read their essays, and it's just heart-wrenching, in a good way, where kids are saying, she made the biggest impact in my whole life just this year, and, it's just so important. So if you guys can, you listeners out there, fabulous listeners out there, please go to HumboldtEducationFoundation.org and donate.
And you'll also find on their website you know, besides the donate button, you'll also find contact information and so forth. Lori, if they have any questions and if they want to get a hold of you and if they can, you know, you want to give your number out to people,
sure.
You know, to people to call?
I'd love to. 928-235-6223. That's 928-235-6223. And my name is Lori Hunt.
All right. Well, Lori, thank you very much for taking the time out and, you know, joining us today to talk about the Humboldt Education Foundation. Do you want to add anything real quick on town business real quick? Or?
No, we're just so excited that there's snow out there. My son and grandson are here visiting, and they're out sledding with my husband because it was a snow day today. And just please, please, please be safe. I want to thank all of our public works employees who are out snow plowing. They're doing a great job.
All right. And I could tell you firsthand, just because I've been watching them as well, plow some of the roads around where we are here in Granville, and they've just been doing an excellent job. So, and, of course, they are been out yesterday, today, last night, working almost around the clock to get our roads plowed, and greatly appreciate everything that they're doing. And Lori, thank you very much for, you know, being here, and I, you know, we'll definitely talk to you later.
Thanks, Matt.
All right. So you've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM and 1130 AM and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back after a couple messages with our next guest, Sheila Anderson with the Finley Toyota Center. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Matt Searcher, for the town of Prescott Valley.
All right, welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me on the phone is Sheila Anderson with the Finley Toyota Center. Welcome to the show, Sheila.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. So, definitely, you guys are going to be pretty busy over there, and already probably are, with COVID, you know, testing and vaccination clinic, but I know there's other things going on there, so definitely tell us all about it.
Yeah, we actually, like you said, we have the vaccination station. We did have ice skating, and we were going to go through February, but, you know, obviously making our community healthy is number one priority, so we ended that, and we were right on board to get the vaccination station up and going. The weather had other plans for it, but we're definitely underway. You know, today has been canceled, but it's going to start back up tomorrow. But we also, you know, we already had certain events in the works, so it's the vaccinations are happening when the other events aren't happening. So one thing that I just announced, because we're going to be so busy in the arena, is that we're going to more virtual events. And
okay.
So we have a very special Valentine's Day virtual comedy festival. It's called Saving Our Jobs, which is basically the comedians saving their jobs. So one of our sister venues, our Spectra venues, decided to, because they had been doing a lot of virtual things because they have such strict guidelines where they are in Everett, Washington, that they had to start doing virtual shows. So they decided, you know what, let's do one that all of our venues can be a part of. So they are putting on their first comedy festival, and so they've lined up a bunch of great comedians, and they're actually adding more. But some of the comedians, like the top two right now, Adam Yenzer, who is actually an Emmy Award-winning writer, comedy writer for the Ellen DeGeneres Show. So that should be exciting. And then Alex Elkin, who is number six on the iTunes comedian list. So, and there's actually a bunch more. All the bios are on our website, FinleyToyotaCenter.com. So we're really excited about that, that, you know, that we have something that we can bring people. And Valentine's Day is kind of like, some people love it, some people hate it. But everybody loves comedians, and everybody can enjoy that on that day. So we're excited for it.
And, you know, of course, I've, you know, gone into the website before the show, and you guys are, I mean, pretty much people can buy tickets now, not just for Saving Our Jobs, the Virtual Comedy Festival, but other events as well as for the Arizona, Northern Arizona Wranglers, correct?
Yeah, the Wranglers, they're definitely taking tickets, and they have, I know everybody was a little worried about COVID, but they have definitely said, you know, if you need any refunds, we are happy to do it, you know, but your tickets will always be valid. So even if they have to push their season back, that your tickets are still going to be valid, or if you need to, you can get a refund. So they're very opening and very accommodating, you know, with the current situation. So it, but it should be amazing, super exciting. Football is always something fun to watch, but it's even more exciting when you have a little arena. It's much more fast paced, much more exciting. So we can't wait to have them start. But yeah, they're definitely, if you go to their website, I believe it's nazwranglers.com is where you can find all their information on their schedule and everything.
I actually, I've just got on it right now. This is the other funny thing about being home and actually being able to do the show from home. NorthernAZWranglers.com.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, it's so new that they were we were actually helping them before they got their website going. So we were posting everything on our website. But, yeah, that's it's fairly new, so I haven't gotten it down yet. I'll have to memorize that.
And Sheila, so tell us about – real quick, tell us about the vaccination station and, of course, the testing, because we definitely, you know, you hit the nail on the head. This is to make our community safe and healthy. And so if anybody is wanting more information about the vaccination station or signing up and so forth, where do they go?
So the best place to go is either Spectrum Healthcare or Yavapai County Health. They're going to have the most up-to-date information. We do have some information on our website, Spectrum Health, FinleyToyotaCenter.com. But if you need more help, and we have a direct link, so if you need to make an appointment that way, I think the appointments are on hold right now until they get more vaccines. I haven't heard if they've gotten more yet or not. So okay. You just want to keep double-checking and checking the websites. But I also have on our website listed the Yavapai County Health website and phone number. So there is a COVID-19 hotline that you can call so that if you're having any problems with your appointment, or you haven't gotten a confirmation, or you can't get an appointment, or if there's any questions that you have, they can answer it all. I know we've tried to do as best as we can to answer questions, but our box office got a little overloaded, and we're like, we don't know everything. but we definitely tried to help, and we've tried to, you know, put all the information up that we can, but we're just not the experts because we're not handling the actual process. So we definitely encourage people to go to the Yavapai County Health website or the Spectrum Health website. But you can get that information on our site.
I was able to get out a little earlier today, and after plowing, actually not really plowing, after shoveling snow for about 3 hours, I actually ended up getting out of the driveway. But drove by and saw all the signs up, and so definitely for those of you know listening, you know it's very well signed for the vaccination clinic. But real quick before you know we run out of time, Sheila, what are some of the other events that you're going to be kind of long, you know, kind of you know. Maybe like 2 months from now, maybe, or 3 months from now, stuff to look forward to.
Well, we actually have a Arizona Youth Wrestling tournament that's coming up. We actually have two. We have Arizona National Showdown at this weekend, and then we have one at the end of February. Those things were already scheduled, so those are happening besides it. But the PBR is coming in April 29th, 2021. Of course, it all depends on, you know, state regulations and if we're allowed to have it, so that may get pushed back. But, you know, fingers crossed.
Also, Toby Keith is on Father's Day, June 20th, 2021. It got rescheduled this year. So we cannot wait for that one. We are so excited to have him. And I know the community is super excited to have Toby Keith here.
And that's going to be live there. It's not going to be a virtual concert. That will be live there at the Finley Toyota Center.
Absolutely. So PBR would be live at Toby Keith and then REO Speedwagon November 12th. So those are big live events that we cannot wait to bring back really amazing live events to the community.
Now, Sheila, if anyone, of course, you mentioned the website, FinleyToyotaCenter.com, but if anyone has any other questions, how would they get a hold of you?
Our box office is our best way. The box office can handle any ticketing questions, anything else like that. Then they'll send them on to me if they have any other questions. But
what's that number?
That number is 928. You know what? I am so sorry, but I am blinking. 928-772-1819.
All right. Well, Sheila, thank you very much for taking the time out of your schedule and joining us today on Talk of the Town.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We'll take a quick break, but you've been listening to Talk of the Town here on KQ&A, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Matt Searcher, for the town of Prescott Valley.
Hey, welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Welcome to the member spotlight section of our show, and with me on the phone is Nicole Passmore. She is with Toy Safe RV and Super Storage. So, Nicole, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, I know you guys are relatively new, so, Nicole, kind of take it away and tell us all about Toy Safe RV and Super Storage.
Yeah, so we are fairly new, like you said. We have been in business for a few months since the end of July. We are a fully enclosed RV, boat, business, and household storage here in Prescott Valley. Units in our first phase, we have quite a few different sizes from 20 by 25, 20 by 30s, 15 by 40s, 15 by 50s, 20 by 50s. With, your amenities that you would expect, RV dump, 24/7 accessibility, on-site staff, fully fenced and secured, pretty much everything you need.
And one of the things that's, I like about where you guys are located is that, really, you're one of the newer businesses over there in that section off of Enterprise Parkway. It's, you're on Academy Way, and we'll definitely, get the address and everything in just a second. But, it's developing that area, and you guys are one of the first newer things over there after Bingham that, it's been a while, but you're developing an area. Your development is helping really, shine the light on that area right around there. So I definitely congratulate you, and I know you're going to do very well there. Nicole, how did you kind of get into basically doing, the storage stuff and so forth?
Well, my husband and I actually manage it.
Okay.
The owners picked us to take on this opportunity, and it's been great. Nice little change of pace. So we're loving it so far.
Now, have you been seeing, tell us, how's business been for you guys?
Business has been great. We are pretty full right now. We have only two sizes that are actually available right now out of all of our units. So our 15 by 50s and our 20 by 50s are all that we have left. So we're filling up really quick. So that's really, really awesome.
And Nicole, go ahead and tell us a little bit about where the facility is located. And I mentioned, roughly Crossroads, Enterprise Parkway, and Academy Way, but tell us a little bit more about where you guys are located and, how someone would contact you for more information, website, and that type of thing.
Sure. So we are located off of Highway 69 going into Prescott Valley. We're on your right-hand side, like you said, behind Bingham Equipment and Life Point Church. You can reach us at 928-800-1244. And we also have a Facebook page that's just Toy Safe RV and Super Storage. And we also have a website, sitelinkstore.com/ToySafeRVSuperStorage. And you can also email us as well at info@ToySafeStorage.com.
All right. And, Nicole, if anyone has any questions, the best phone number is the one you just gave us, 928-800-1244. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And so, thank you, Nicole, by the way, for taking the time out of your schedule and joining us on the show today. And, one of the things that, because it's a member spotlight section of our show, one of the things I like to do is just to thank you also for being a member of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce. I can tell you as a former board member and current chamber ambassador how much we appreciate businesses and small businesses like you, like yours, that join the chamber and participate in the chamber and take the time to join us on, our show here today to talk about your business.
Absolutely, yes. We love being a member of the Commerce, and thank you, too, for having us.
And, Nicole, one more time, go ahead and just tell people one more time where you guys are located. I mean, it's pretty easy if you're heading into Prescott Valley from 69, but go for it.
Sure, yep. We are just located right off of Highway 69 as you're coming into Prescott Valley on your right-hand side, right behind Bingham Equipment and Life Point Church.
All right. Nicole, thank you again for, being on the show today, and wish you definitely all best of luck, with everything there at Toy Safe RV and Super Storage. It sounds like everything is going very well for you guys, and look forward to definitely hearing more about your success at a later time. So with that, we'll take a quick little break, and then we'll be right back with our next guest, and that's Kara Peterson with Kind Defined. But meantime, you've been listening to Talk of the Town here on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Matt Searcher, for the town of Prescott Valley.
Hey, we're back with Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, and we are still on the member spotlight section of our show. And Kara Peterson, are you on the line with me?
I am.
Kara, thank you for taking the time and joining us today. You are with an organization called Kind Defined, and, at the beginning of the show, I mentioned that I always typically try to do some research, and your website's amazing, by the way. And so, Kara, please take it away. Tell us what Kind Defined does, and so forth, so everyone can really grasp, and that's listening out there, what you guys do. Because I can tell you, just from what I've read, you guys have an amazing organization.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate you looking into us a little bit. We are very proud of that website. We've had some people work really hard on that. So COVID has changed a lot. Usually our signature program that we are so proud of is we go in and we do 3-day camps a year with the children ages 7 to 10, and we do collaborative activities that celebrate who you are as an individual and how that works within a community, because we feel at Kind Defined that that's the glitch we're having right now. And we all have individual opinions, and we have values, and all of those are based on the journeys that we've had through our life experiences. And that doesn't make them right or wrong. That just means that those are ours, and we want to protect what's ours. But we need to know how to work within a fabric of society and a community. And kindness is about respecting each other. And so when we're working with those 7 to 10-year-olds, we teach them that being an individual and having those individual talents are so critical, because that's what makes
everybody, I can't do math, right? And the fact that you can is so important. So everybody has to have those individual talents. But we also need to learn how to communicate on some kind of common ground. And those kiddos figure it out by the end of the day. And they're all given, we do emotional intelligences, and they're all given those happy face stickers. And it's just so amazing to see.
Because one of the things that's really neat about, you know, just even what I've read on the website is that really you're just kind of just the goal of the organization is to help spread some kindness. And, you guys have, you know, you mentioned your camps. What are some of the other events that you guys do that, and put on in the community?
So you talk about spreading kindness. One of the things we absolutely love, and we learned how to make it on virtual, online this year, and that is our kindness challenge. It's 2 weeks long. We had 97 people participate this year, and we expect to have many more this next year. That was really exciting because at first people are daunted. They're like, 2 weeks of kindness challenges, you know, does that mean I have to buy somebody, you know, like a meal every day? Or, you know, people get really afraid, you know, like, what does that mean? And our slogan is a small act of kindness can mean a world of difference, because you don't understand how much just that smile and listening to somebody can really mean in someone's life. So what we ask people to do is you decide what your act of kindness will be each day. All we ask is that you prioritize every single day one act. So by putting that at the forefront of your day, those acts actually happen. And it's just overwhelming to hear the stories from people as they say, wow, that really changed the way my kids interacted, or that changed the way I saw the world. I became a more positive person. And it's lovely to hear.
And, Carr, one of the other things that I found out about you guys is that you also do sticker contests every few months. Tell us about that.
So we started doing, and those are on hold right now. We're waiting.
Okay.
Because we wanted to link up with the schools. See, so a lot of this, we had great ideas, and now we're just kind of like in a waiting mode for that kind of thing. But what we did was we reached out to the kiddos because we thought, well, maybe they would want to do something. And we've had two winners so far, and Target has supported us by giving gift cards for the winner. And they design a whole sticker based on what they think kindness should look like. And it's been really fun. And then we print these stickers through a local company here in town, Custom Sticker Makers. And we get all these stickers so people can actually buy these designs local kiddos have made.
Now, how long has Kind Defined been around?
We're entering our fourth year.
Fourth year. And so if someone wants to be involved with this organization and even donate, how would they go about doing that?
I'm delighted you asked. So we have a brand new board coming on. And we are going to be looking at breaking down all of the big chunks that we do into committees so people can readily see where they're interested in helping, even if it's like building things for our booths or the things we do on the square. And then we can always appreciate donations. We're tax credit eligible. And those are at our website, which is kinddefined.org. That's KINDDEF. INED.org.
And if anyone has any questions about this organization, how would they get a hold of you?
The easiest way is through email, and I am at kinddefined@gmail.com, and it's Kara Peterson.
And Kara, thank you very much for, again, taking the time out of your schedule, being on a show, talking about this organization, and of course, you can't really sometimes, you know, take a few, you know, minutes to really get to know this organization. But really, the website, you guys, like I said earlier, you have an amazing website. Want to make sure everyone gets that out. You know, say that again, kinddefined.org. That's how I found out about the organization and everything that you guys do. And I thank you for it because you hit it. Spreading kindness in the community is very important today. And I thank you for what you do for the organization. And, again, thank you also for being a member of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce. Definitely appreciate anybody, you know, and especially what you guys do and your membership with the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce. So, Kara, if one more time, go ahead. How would someone get hold of you one more time?
KindDefined@gmail.com. And I really appreciate you having me on today. It's been a lot of fun. It's nice to talk about the organization.
What was that?
I said it's nice to talk about the organization. I like sunshine and rainbows in this time, and that's what we are.
And I wish we had a little bit of more sunshine and rainbows right now with our weather outside, but we definitely needed the snow and needed the moisture, so glad for that. Really do appreciate you coming on today, and again, kinddefined.org, you know, everything I've read, again, so far as doing my research, great organization, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
And so with that, I want to definitely just talk about real quick something, again, I brought up at the beginning of the show that, you know, kind of public service announcement. I am the chairman of the Central Yavapai Fire District Board. We do have a vacancy and want to make sure that if anybody is interested in serving your community and it's this volunteer position, definitely take a look at the application, which is available at cazfire.org. This would be for a term that ends November 30th, 2024. And applications are available right now on that website. If anyone has any questions, contact 928-772-7711. That is for the CAFMA admin building at 8603 Eastridge. That's where you'd have to drop off applications. And then we'd have a special board meeting on February 9th to interview applicants and to choose someone to fill our vacancy. Speaking of vacancies, want to make sure everyone out there is aware that the town is always looking for volunteers. Being on planning and zoning, I volunteer my time for that. Not a paid employee, neither am I a paid employee for the fire department. So the town is always looking for volunteers to serve on boards and commissions. Take a look at pvaz.net, the town's website, for any vacancies that are currently available, and I believe there are a few right now. So with that, we'll go ahead and do everything, our closing stuff here. You have been listening to Talk of the Town, a very interesting Talk of the Town, being that, you know, I'm calling in from home and being broadcast live from the studio. But Talk of the Town is Prescott Valley Day, Tuesdays every Tuesday at 4 o'clock here at 11:30 a.m. and 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com. You've been listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. This is Matt Zurcher signing off. Stay warm and safe out there. Have a nice evening. Bye.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.